dinner's almost ready. Sweetie.
Aw, there you are. I thought I was gonna have to come up there and get you off of those video games again. I don't understand why you can't just pause them for 15 minutes to come down and eat at the dinner table with your mother. What do you mean you can pause them? Of course you can. Trust me, darling, I may be an older woman, but I've played my fair share of video games in the past and they were able to be paused. So don't lie to me. I didn't bring you up to be a liar. Oh, you can't pause online games? Well, even if that is the case, I expect you to be at the dinner table every evening. No more eating dinner in your room, talking to your friends online. Do you understand me, young man? Good boy. And just where do you think you're going, mister? Out? Out where? With who? On a date? Since when? You never told me you were going on a date tonight. Oh, you did? Well, I must have been too busy slaving away in the kitchen, making my darling boy his favorite meal. Who are you going out with anyway? Is it at least someone I've met before? Someone you met online? Oh, no, not again. This won't do. We've had this conversation before. We both know that people make fake profiles on the internet. In fact, a lot of my colleagues at work are complaining about an increase in catfishes recently. Oh, so you had a video chat with her? Whoop-de-doo! That means she must be real. No. Don't you dare go for that door, young man. Hey, listen to me. As long as you're living under my roof, you will treat me with respect and look to me as an authority figure. And as the authority figure in your life, I don't want you leaving the house to go on a date with someone who may not even be real. Okay, so how can you prove she's real? Oh, I just have to trust you. Fine, I'll entertain the idea that she's real. Show me a picture of her. Oh, wow. What a delightful looking young woman. She doesn't leave much to the imagination, huh? Is this really what the girls your age are wearing these days? You know, now that I'm thinking about it, these girls probably just want to take advantage of your assets and get you to knock them up. No, I'm being serious. They've spotted your profile and are approaching you simply for your looks. Possibly for your charm, which you got from yours truly, of course. I'm really gonna have to put my foot down, aren't I? You keep insisting on going out on dates with this borderline prostitutes that you meet on the internet. And we've had this conversation before, many, many times. I don't want my son getting some random whore he met on the internet pregnant. Oh, come on, darling. We both know condoms aren't always able to prevent pregnancies. Accidents happen. To be honest, though, I'd actually trust a ripped condom to prevent a pregnancy more than I trust some random whore. I guarantee when she sees the size of your dick, she'll want to feel you flood her pussy. Oh, baby, of course I've seen your dick before. I am your mother, after all. Plus, it's kind of hard not to notice that your son has a massive dick. The first time you sat next to me in those gray pajama shorts I bought you, I noticed the huge bulge. Then another time, he left your drawer cracked open just a little while you were changing, and I saw it in all its glory. Darling, it's nothing to be embarrassed or ashamed about. There's nothing wrong with a mother knowing her son is hung. And to be honest, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't happy or proud to have created such a fine specimen of a man. Listen, I really prefer if you didn't go. I mean, I'm literally in the process of cooking you dinner. However, I love you, and I want you to be happy. So if that means you have to go on dates with this girl you meet online, then I guess I'll just have to accept that. Whoa, 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 slow down, darling. Let me finish. You can go on this date under one condition. You have to let mommy drain your balls and swallow your seed. What? What's the shock looked for? That's the only way I can guarantee you don't impregnate this girl. Because, if we are being honest, we both know this little slut will be bouncing up and down on your dick in about 2 or 3 hours from now. Don't mom me! I know for a fact you'll wine and dine her like a princess, then she'll bring you back to her place and you'll fuck her like a desperate slut. So, that's the deal. If you want to go, then you have to do this for me. It's non-negotiable. You wouldn't want your mother worrying about you all night, would you? Thick luck's ticking, my love. It's time to make a decision. You wouldn't want to be late for your date, and this may take some time. One load won't be enough. I plan on milking you at least 3 times, or until you are sufficiently drained. Good boy. I don't want you to be late, so just drop your pants around your ankles and mommy will get on her knees for you. There we go. That wasn't so hard, was it? Now, come to mommy. Sweetie, this dick, it's perfect. Oh, you're already so hard. Let me just have a taste. I'll just give you a little kiss. That feel good, baby? Do you want me to milk this heavy balls and make sure those other girls can't have any of your delicious cum? You're conflicted. Well, your words make you seem conflicted. Your dick, however, has already made up its mind. It wants it. It wants me. And deep down, I know you want it too, my love. This mommy's soft lips feel good wrapped around your dick. Of course they do. Silly me, I can forget about these balls. I need to make sure I milk my baby boy dry. Oh, baby, mommy loves her big dick so much. You can't blame me for acting like this. I'm no different than any other woman. I have urges and needs too. It just so happens that sucking my son's big dick is one of them. You're starting to thrust. You really do want this, don't you? I knew it. Are you close, darling? Yeah, just come and mommy will swallow it all. Come on, darling. Come for mommy. Holy shit, darling. That was quite the load. Oh, fuck. No, No, I'm okay. It tastes really good, darling. Look at your dick, covered in my lipstick. It's all smeared and smudged around the head and down the shaft. And it's only gonna get messier, because with a load like that, there must be a lot more cum inside these beautiful balls for me. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Are you really sensitive there now? Okay, I'll leave your balls alone for the time being then. I'll just focus my attention on this thick, hard, deceptively delectable dick. I mean, fucking hell, baby. Just look, I'm a fully grown adult woman. I'd say I'm taller and curvier than most other moms my age, and my hands look tiny on your dick. I can barely even wrap them around it. It's bigger than my fucking head. I can't believe I made this. I made this incredible dick. Why should I let any other woman suck and fuck it? Sorry, darling. I just can't keep my mouth off your dick. I need to put you back into my mouth. There's still more yummy cum in those balls of yours. I know it's hard to stand still, but at least stop wiggling so much. Maybe I have to go fast. Otherwise, I'll be late for your date and you'll be upset with me. Those little moans you're letting out are adorable. I love knowing that I'm making my son feel so good. This is what you deserve. If a girl your age can't do this for you, then I will be more than happy to do it for you. Anytime you want. You really like that, don't you? I'm soft. What tongue licking under your shaft while she deep throats your entire length. Fuck. If you had told me I'd be able to throat this whole thing, I'd have thought you were crazy. I don't care if it's wrong or unethical. I fucking love my son's huge dick. Please, baby, calm down mommy's throat again. Yeah, come on. One more load. Come to the couch, baby. You're wobbling and swaying like a drunkard. I can have you hanging on for dear life, struggling to even stand up because mommy's gonna milk out whatever you have left in those balls. Just sit down there. Yeah, there you go. I'm just gonna put your hard dick between my big titties. No, lucky for you, it's a lazy day today, so I'm just wearing my nightgown. Your dick can slide right between my tits with ease. Okay, there we go. It's a nice fit. Sorry, I've just never given anyone a boob job or the head of their dick. Six so far out of my boobs. My big tits are just barely a fair match for your dick. Your size truly does still amaze me, darling. You know what? I'm gonna keep my mouth open, lips pouting, and you can rest up into my tits. I'll kiss the head of your dick every time it touches my lips. You ready, baby? One final load. Pump everything out for me, okay? Go ahead. Start thrusting. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Fuck mommy's big titties, yeah. The best, you needed my tits for sustenance. Now you need them for your sexual pleasure. Huh? Where can you come? Baby. Baby, I want you to come all over my face. Yeah. And you're about to come. I want you to stand up again. I'll remain on my knees and pop your big dick until you release your warm load all over your own mother's face. Oh. And hearing me saying that, push it close to the edge, huh? And stand up for me, baby. I'm going to stroke up, down and up, down and off your cock. You like towering over me while I'm on my knees for you, stroking your massive dick. I'm a fucking slut for my home, son. Come all over my face. Well, look up at you like a cum drunk slut. Oh, yeah, don't hold it in any longer. Come. Come all over your mother's face. Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking hell, baby. I can't fucking see. You just wouldn't stop coming. Every time I thought you were done, I felt another warm robe of your cum hit my face. Just get me a towel or something, please. I seriously can't even open my eyes. Thanks, baby. Phew, that was intense. However, I'm not confident that you're sufficiently trained and are not at risk of getting this girl pregnant. Just let me make sure you haven't got any cum or anything on you. Doesn't look like it. Okay, darling, just pull up your pants again and get going. Don't want to be late. Oh, before you go, wipe your bro. You look really sweaty. Oh, let me spray you down as much as you smell great right now. You probably shouldn't go to a date smelling of sweat and cum. by the way, we'll talk about what happened here later, or tomorrow, depending on what you get up to tonight and if you get back home before I go to bed. Don't worry about it right now. Are you ready to go? Yeah? Okay, we'll have a nice time. And if you need me to come pick you up, then just call me. Okay, my love? Now, come give mommy a kiss. I love you too. Be safe. Bye! Oh, fuck, I left the open on.